Well, unfortunately, there's been a real bad history of graduates of the School of Americas being involved in some of the worst human rights abuses in Central America, including the assassination of Archbishop Romero and including the assassination of the Jesuits at the Jesuit University in San Salvador. Six Jesuits and their housekeeper and her daughter were all assassinated and tied back into the graduates from the School of Americas. There were 15 years ago under the Freedom of Information Act, there were actual training manuals that were gotten a hold of that spelled out that community activists, labor activists, religious activists should be disappeared, so that there weren't anybody really fighting for the rights of the common people were targeted by the military and the police, and a lot of them had been trained at the School of Americas.
Now, you led a delegation to El Salvador in 1990, a place that was notorious for the torture and murder of trade unionists, religious workers, and that same paramilitary violence has been unleashed in Colombia. SOA Watch says it's the most dangerous place for union organizing in the world. What are your thoughts on that and why it gets so little media coverage here in the U.S., especially given the fact that so much of the violence is being perpetrated by people schooled in the U.S. at Fort Benning?
Well, you know, it's no stories about social justice, about workers' rights, about human rights get played up in our press. Our press is very much owned by, you know, the Rudolph Murdochs of the world, who really don't have any conscience on these kind of issues, I don't think. And so they control the media, and so you're not going to get stories about human rights abuses in the mainstream media.
This is the 20th year people will be gathering at the gates of Fort Benning. In your opinion, are we any closer to seeing the SOA close 2 years into the Obama administration? And I mean, if not in this administration, then what administration, you know, do we have hopes for closing that school?
Well, you know, it's a sad story. It was the best intentions. People were focused on a lot of different issues. We let the Republicans, really, through the Senate filibuster, have a rule of the minority, really an abuse of the majority rights in the Senate. And so we didn't get any, you know, we got very minimal positive legislation passed. And this got put on the back burner. I think people felt like they could get to it once they hit the higher priorities of health care and financial reform and labor law reform. But we didn't even get to labor law reform. It's a pretty sad and discouraging development, what's happened over the last 2 years.
So do you know where this stands as far as, I know I spoke with Father Roy Bourgeois earlier this year, and he said a letter had been sent, and there was some talk in the House of Representatives, which now unfortunately is Republican-controlled, but that there was some legislation trying to get through.
Yeah, we've tried to defund the school as a way to close it, and we probably would have had the votes if we could have got it there, but then would have been blocked in the Senate. You know, so I don't know what the plan is now, being really straightforward about it. But I, you know, I like all things in life, you keep fighting for the right thing. I mean, I look at Nelson Mandela, 27 years in prison, and I'm sure that 26 of those or 26 and a half of those years, there didn't look like there was much hope. And then there was a breakthrough.
If you had to tell people who maybe can't make it to this weekend's vigil, the one thing that they might be doing to help try and expedite the school's closing, what would that be?
Pray for a change of heart of people who are opposing us at this point. One of the things Archbishop Romero said was that Christian revenge is conversion. It isn't to demean or lessen the person you're in conflict with. It's to convert them to see the moral and spiritual side of an issue.
And I guess the last question, Bob King, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the union and the UAW and what your thoughts are about its strength and in going forward on your presidency. Congratulations, by the way. What are your plans to strengthen the UAW?
Well, you have to organize. The only way to end poverty in America, the only way to pose a tremendous disparity between the rich and everybody else is to build power. The way you build power is get more workers in unions so you've got more of a voice at the bargaining table to win justice for workers. So our major focus is going to be on organizing workers into the UAW.